Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Tzadi Vav, and we're about 12-13 lines up on Tzadi Hey Amid Beis with the words Hahu Tanura, right? It's an oven. Hahu Tanura da Atchu Ba Techayo. They smeared on it this like of animal fat. Also, Rabba Barahiloi Lemichla Lerifta Leolam. So Rabba Barahiloi said you can't eat any rifta is bread from it. Afilu b'milcha. You can't even have with melech with salt. Why not? What's the problem of having this type of bread that's baked in an oven? That's essentially it's fleishigs because you smeared this schmaltz, this fat on it. So it says dilma osi lemechle bekutcha. Kutach is this like porridge type of dish. It's milchigs. So therefore, we can't allow anybody to ever eat out of this fleishig oven because the bread you might have. You'll mix up. You'll be nichshol and you'll have basa b'challah with it. Semeisu asked the kasha. Ein losh nesa isa b'challah ve'im losh kol hapas kula asura. You're not allowed to use milchig bread. You can't put this in the dough. We'll talk a little bit about this. What the modern day applications are. But if you did do that, then the whole thing becomes osur. So that's a discussion. Would milchig bread even? Would it? What's it called? Would it be a problem with kalim if you heated up a milchig bread in your toaster oven or something like that? Okay, so why can't you use the milchig bread? Says the Gemara, "Bipnei hergel aveira," because you're so used to this, you're used to having fleishigs with your bread, and you wouldn't understand. You'd be nichshol and not realize you're having the milchig bread. Keotzeba ein toshines hatoner ba'alya. So too, you can't shmir. Oh, the ali is like the tail of a sheep, so that would also be no same time and put the fleishig taste into the wall, so that for everything that's baked in the bread would become fleishig bread. V'imtash kol hapas kula asura ad shiasike satoner. If you did, grease this all up, so it would be aser to do unless you heat up the oven to burn out the taste. So what do you see? You see that that firing up the oven would in fact take out the tam, so there wouldn't be fleishigs anymore, right? So therefore, tiyuvtu the Rabba Bar Achiloi. So this shlugs up Rabba Bar Achiloi, who said that Achiloi, that what's called that, says you could never ever bake in it. No problem. You'll just kasher it up afterwards and by heating it, right? Kibolakach polta. You'll just take the time out. So Mar says tiyuvta. Fine. You're right. It's no good. But the fleishig bread isn't so much of a shayla. But we said yesterday, there is a din of milchig bread. There's what's it called? Thomas's English muffins. So the sugya of milchig bread is in Pesachim. On Lamed Vav. So over there, the Gemara is discussing about matzah shira, right? What types of ingredients can be added into the dough? And talks about adding in, like the Gemara says here, called about it, adding in milk. So there is a heter given for making milchig bread if it's done. The Gemara says ke'in tura. That's what's ke'in tura. Little mean, literally, is like an ayin. Rashi learns the eye of the Torah of an ox. What does that mean? It means a little of an amount. If you were to make a little amount of milchig bread, according to Rashi, then that would be good enough. Because what was the whole thing? You're going to be nichshol because you're so used to eating bread with your... It was the staple meal. Everyone, used to have that with all meals. And you're going to eat this bread. You're going to have your fleishigs with it. So therefore, if I have a self-contained portion and I'm not eating it past this meal, that would be allowed. And the Shulchan Aruch brings this down. Actually, there's a kula, not only has to be in that meal, but within that day. So that's the way Rashi learns. The Rambam has a different pshat. Ke'in Torah takes more literally, like the eye of a ox. It means in a unique shape. Then an outsider would look at this and say, one second, this doesn't look like normal bread. So he'll realize something is different about this, and he'll know that, therefore, it's something's different. He'll find it's milchig. That's Ke'in Torah. So it's not, according to the Rambam, it's not a din in the amount, it's in the shape of it, right? Someone told me, I was speaking about this in one of the Yoredei Shirim, and somebody told me in Eretz Yisrael that they make the berekas in different shapes. I didn't verify this, but I forget which is which. One is like the milchig berekas are maybe the triangle, and the other one's a rectangle, or it's vice versa, but they make a special simen, the way that they form the shape of the bereka, so that people know what's considered to be milchig or not. Okay, so therefore what? So we have two different shitas in the Rishonim as to how to explain Ke'in Torah. So from the OU, Rabbi Ganak says, I mean, think about Thomas's English muffins. It's Gevaldik. They have the best of both worlds. What's the first one? According to Rashi, it's a small amount. You're right. A little muffin is, you're not going to be eating more than that. You have one muffin at your thing, and that's it. So therefore, there's no concern. And it also has a special, unique shape to it. That Thomas's English muffins don't look like regular bread or anything like that. So therefore, it'd be hetter gomer to use it. Rav Schachter said, no, neither one of these. None of these work. First of all, when you buy, you don't buy an individual Thomas's English muffin. You buy the package. You buy a bunch of them. I don't know, I think maybe 8 in a box, whatever it is. So you buy a lot. So that's so good. And the other one, there's a unique shape to it. They don't make any parva muffins that are shaped the same way. They do. So therefore, Rav Schachter thought they had to be based on something else. That putting a little bit of milk in it is like being mevatel isur lechatchila, but we're not doing this for the Jews. The majority of people who purchase Thomas's English muffins are not Jewish, so therefore it's being done b'shvilam. Therefore, we can also have from it as well. And I also heard brought down from Rabbi Jachter quotes the Rav. Rav Salvechik felt that if there was a unique packaging on it, then that would count as well. So okay, fine. That's, you know, three different ways of perhaps being. Understanding what the heter for using the OU, I didn't discuss it with Rabbi Luban, but this is what I was able to find out on my own. Okay. Yeah, Vaitu, says the Gemara now. Amale Ravina L'Ravashi. Okay. V'chi me'ache the otosav Rabba Bar Chiloi, since we slugged him up already, we refute him. Amay Amar Rav Kedeirus Pepesach Chishavru. So why did Rav say that you have a kli cheres that was used for chometz? You have to break it because there's the chometz in it. Why can't we just do this eitzah? Heat them up. You'll get the tam out of it, and therefore you'll be able to use them. In general, we know that the you can't get the tam out of a kli cheres. Right, so we'll have to see how to develop this. So Amalei, he said back to Ravina, Rav Mukila he b'shal mateches. No, Rav saying the brisa when you smeared the fleishig oven, that was talking to mateches. It was an onion, a metal oven, a little tongue twister, but it was not the. It wasn't being used by a kli cheres, because in other words, mateches kibola kach polto. If you heat it up to the same amount of temperature that it was being used, you can get it out. But kli cheres, you can't get the tam out of it. V'yisema, right? Another pshat you could say like this: betana shel cheres. No, not, it was the first pshat was it was mateches. You could say it really was talking about a tana shel cheres, right? But there's a chiluk. What's the difference? One, you're firing it up from inside, but one, that's the oven case, but by the actual kli, that you do from the outside. So 1 second, okay, so just fire it from the inside of it and get it out that way. Why'd you have to say that you have to do the shvira? No, because people would be afraid from really firing it up correctly because it's such an intense level of heat, it's going to crack it. So, you know, you're not going to put the fire so close to it, you're not going to turn it up. So, whatever it is, these are all the svaras as to why we're concerned that you might not do an adequate level of kashering it because you're afraid you're gonna break the kli. So I think Rabbi Tendler holds there's a Bala Itur talks about kashering with based on the sugyas in Tzeis Daf that if you would put a kli cheres into the kiln, into the oven, and you'd fire it up. So what would be an example of this? We talk about the china dishes. Right? Someone gets the china dishes and we're not sure what they were used for, or what the level of kosher observance was from the relative who gave us the china dishes, whatever it was. We're talking about used ones, not brand new, right? So then there's a heter hebrais that you can put them in a self-cleaning oven. I don't know how many china dishes are going to survive a self-cleaning oven when it gets to such extreme temperatures, but lemaisa, if that would be done, there is what to rely upon with, you know, adding a few things together. What are the clues you have on the books? There is the Sharia Tshuva quotes from the Chacham Tzvi. Right? The famous Tshuva, he talks about if something wasn't used with Yud Beis Chodesh. So the he's Mekil, but he's, it's only B'dievid. That's what happened was they had cooked the Pesach foods in Chometz Tikka Kalim, and the Kalim had not been used for over 12 months. So therefore what? He wanted to use this like a sniff lehakil, but it wasn't lechatchila. He writes b'di'evit if it happened after the fact, but it doesn't mean oh, since I got these China dishes and they have these for so long that I can use them. He was just using them. He says it's not a din lechatchila, and many of the achronim, the steichemid, and others highly question this because we never find in Shas this rule that no same time lefagam disappears after 12 months. Okay, let's go on. Hilkach hai kuvya. Rashi says, what is a kuvya? It's like this type of ra'afim chalulin, like these types of rings. Kimin shefisas kedera. Uhamim shetochin osov shemin va'oifim bo lechem akroit atichya. Okay, so these like these type of tile rings. Hesiku mibachut huda osir, right? So if you would do it on the outside of it, that's going to be osir, on the top of amud aleph. However, Ella, but if you could take this out by just firing it up, so the Gemara says, "Kedei shel mikdash amai yishavru." Why did you have to break them up? We're not going to learn the parentheses. Om Rachmana. Why do you have to? Why did you have to break them? We have a big. I have an easier answer. Now, how to renew the kivshinos? Just put them back into the kiln. That would work, right? Where's the Rashi? Oh wait, someone said, I'll see in a second. So this is the idea about putting it back into the kishon. So, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Lefisha ein oisin kishonos b'Yerushalayim. No, because we have tekanos that we're not going to make these kishonos, these types of big factory ovens. This is one of the tekanos that was made, the Gemara says, in Bava Kamma. Rashi's Mishum. There's a whole list of tekanos about not putting things out in the public, like garbage and stuff like that. We want to make Yerushalayim look as nice as possible. So therefore, that's why we can't put these kli cheres back in to kash them again. Well, fine. Okay, so you're not going to make a big oven, but you can make garbage? Like, how does that help, right? So ishtamitze ho detanish maisa bekavlono, right? So Abaye forgot what they taught. Shmaya taught bekavlono. That's a place, right? Shivri kli cheres nivlon mimakomon. No, they got absorbed in the ground. That the Gemara says in Yuma that there was a special nace that used to happen. So it's not like you had all these shards. You know, when we have to talk about the different, like in Pirkei Avos, it talks about the nisim that happened. That list is it's not exhaustive. There's other miracles as well that happened. Okay, so more 1 second. Keeps going. Elohad Omer Rav Nachman Omer Rabbe Bar Avua. Toner shel mikdash shel mateches hava. They made it in the base of mikdash was made out of mateches. Nevid echeres. Why don't you make it out of a kli cheres and therefore hesik mifnim who? And you can fire it up from the inside. No, the cave and the ika shtei halechem velechem haponim. You couldn't do it because you have the shtei lechem which we know on Shavuos and the lechem pon which is brought every week. The afiyosim betoner v'kedushosim betoner. You bake it and you makadish it in the toner itself. Havalei kli shares. That by definition, that happens is kli shares. The kli shares decheres lo avdinon. And we don't make a kli shares out of a kli cheres. Afilu Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda lo ka'amar ela de'etz aval de'cheres lo. And even we have the kula you could use something that's not made out of mateches that would only apply to give you kula for use for an eitz, which is wood. It would not go so far as allow a person to make a kli cheres in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Is there a, well, we'll come back to the Tosis. Yeah, okay. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yehuda have the rogil kaimei derami bar chama. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Yehuda was used to learn. He was a Talmud of Ram Bar Chama. Shav gave also Rav Sheshes. So he left the yeshiva and he wanted to go learn under Rav Sheshes. And they say that's pshat by Yaakov being this Yoshev Oholim. So he was learning in different tents. He always was trying to be, he was a big mavakish. You know, there is an Indian of having a Revi Mufak, but there's also things you can learn drachim from many people. So you find that Yaakov was going to other, she was shame ve'ever. Okay, so back to the Gemara. Yom Echad Pogabe. So one day Rami Bar Chama meets up with Rav Yitzchak, his former Talmud Omalei, he says, Al kafte nakton recha asila liad. The officer, the general, took me, and now I'm close to him. It's like a mashal, you know, like you have Rashi in this week's parsha. Evid Melech Melech. When you're close to greatness, that you become great. He's like, what? Because you became close to Rav Sheshes, now you're like him. Meshum da azlis loch lekaimid Rav Sheshes havi loch kir Rav Sheshes. You think you're now as good as him? So Amalei Yitzchak Ben Yosef back. Lav meshum ha'achi. That's not why I left. I have a real reason. Not because I thought I was saying ki. Marki ba inon milsa. When you, I used to ask you a shaila in learning, partially is misvara. You would tell me a svara, you know, a logical way of understanding that, right? Okay, so we're both amoroim, we're on the same level. Ki mashkachla masnisa parchala. But I found a mishnah, meaning something goes from the Tanoim, that's against you. So, in other words, we're on the same level, but I found a higher level authority that goes against. So, this is an interesting question. It comes up, you know, why in fact did the Amoraim not argue on Tanoim? So one traditional understanding of it is Miskan Hadoris, right? That they were on a lower level. They felt they weren't able to. However, there is, I believe it's from the Chazon Ish that they say over this. We know the Gemara tells us that their world will exist for 6,000 years, okay? And the first years, 0 to 2,000, were Tov Vohu. The years 2,000 to 4,000 was the years of Torah. And then the era we're in now, 5778, is the Yemos HaMashiach. 4,000 to 6,000 are Yemos HaMashiach, okay? So when we line up what events happened, the 2,000-year period of Torah concluded in the year, the way we count, year 4,000. That is more or less exactly the dividing line between the Tanoim and the Amoraim. So it's not just Stam that they felt they weren't on the level to argue on a Tana. The Amoraim said that the Tekufa of Torah is closed now. We can't argue back on them. We can explain their words, right? That's what the word Amor means. Tana means to teach, to say. The Amoraim could be Masbir and to, wait, but they would not go against what the Tanoim said, right? And this is, you know, just in general, in terms of the Shalshalas Hamasora that we find, you know, the respect that the Rishonim gave to the Gaonim and to the Achronim to the Rishonim in general. I mean, you always have your Yamshel Shlomo, you have the Vilna Gaon. If they think they're wrong, they'll tell them they're wrong, right? But then that's in this week's parsha as well, right? The lowest second part of the Mishpat, not to show favoritism. Oh, he said this. How could I argue? If I think he's wrong, then I could argue. That's the Moshe's Hakdama to the Igros. He writes, "Who am I to write tshuvas? But if you know, I'm arguing on those who came before me. But if any could refute them, I'm happy to hear. But I'm entitled to an opinion also. And this is these are the conclusions that I reaches." Okay, so that's what he's saying over here. Again, why did I leave and go to Rav Sheshes? Because when you said something, you gave me a svara. But if I could find something that's against one of the Tanoim, that was against it. Rav Sheshes, ki be'ina milsa minei. When I ask a shayla from Rav Sheshes, pashli masnisa. He gives me an answer from the Mishnah. V'chinami mashkachas masnisa parcha. So then even if I find a different Mishnah that goes against what he's saying, masnisa, he is. It's on the same level. It's the same playing field. It's one Tana versus another. So therefore, he gave me a really good teretz. So Amr Brachama says, "Boy mine milsa, the ifshit li loch ki masnisa. Ask me a shaila, and I'll show you that it really is a mishnah." So boy mine, so Bar Yaakov asked him like this: Bisha b'miktas kli, if you cooked only in part of it, ton mriko shtifa or ein ton? Does it really need mriko shtifa? We'll see at the end what exactly that is, or does it not? Meaning, does the whole thing need it, or only just the part that actually got absorbed in? So Amrle ein aton midi tahavia hazor. It doesn't need it, just like the hazor, because we learned earlier that when you have the dam from the chatas that hit part of the beged, then you don't need to do the whole beged. You have to do just the part of it that was what's it called? That was touched by the dam. So that's what requires the kibus. V'ha lo tana hachi. One second, we learn not like this. Amr le mistabra kebeged. It seems logical to say that it's the same din by the beged. Ma beged ain't a toin kibus, elbum welcome hadam, afkli, ain't a toin mriko shtifa, elbum welcome bishul. Right? So he wants to make a comparison, a ma'af, just like by the beged, it's only the place that it is, so too by the kli should only be the place where it was absorbed. So amr lei, mi domi, 1 second, is that a good comparison? Dam lo mefafeya. That doesn't bubble up, right? It's located, but dam just hits the spot and it's there. Bishul, however, when you're cooking something, so that moves around, mefafeya, right? It goes throughout. It's you know, the whole sugya is in your day, when you have cham miktaso, cham kulo, you have the top part of it spreads throughout the kli. V'od, and excuse me, another kasha. Tanya, we learned in Braisa, chomer b'hazah mariko shtifa. There's chumras that by the hazah that are not by the mariko shtifa. Chomer mariko shtifa b'hazah, and then the opposite. You have the mariko and the shtifa that have chumras that don't exist by the hazah. What is it? Choymer hazo on behazo shahazo yeshna bechatos chitzonius vechatos pnimius. So applies both to an inner chatas and an outer chatas. The yeshna lifnai lifem shavlei zrika, and also applies before you do your zorik the dam on the mizbeach. Mashein came b'mrika shtifa, right, and that does not apply to the mrika and shtifa. Choymer, now what's the chomer mrika v'shtifa? You find that that chumra is shamrika v'shtifa noheges bein b'kodshe kalam bein b'kodshe, I'm sorry, bein b'kodshe kodoshim bein b'kodshim kalam. So that applies to both levels of both types of korbanos. And here's the punchline. This is it right here. Bishul b'miktas hakli ton mariko v'shtifa kol hakli. That's it says beferish, right? You said it's a svar, but I have a mishnah. It's not like that, right? Masha ain't came by hazah, which is not true by the hazah. So amale itanya tanya. Rabbi Abraham says you're right. If that's the way it is, that's the way it is, and I'm wrong. So time am I. So Taka, what is the reason why we do the Mrika and Shtifa on the whole Kli, if it only, even though it only hit part of it? It's based, it's the cause of. Omakra, ve'im b'kli nechoshes bushel. If it was in a Kli nechoshes, it was cooked, afila miktas kli. That's mashma, that would be, even if it was even only in part of it, the whole thing still requires the Mrika Shtifa. Okay. Echa kodshim kodshim. So, whether the bosser was kodshim kalim, or kodshim kalim, needs Mariko Shtifa, and Rabbi Shimon was cholik his no, if the Kachem Kalim don't require the Mariko Shtifa. Tan Rabbanon, Chatas, the Pasuk says, Chatas, Eini, Ele Chatas, Kol Kachem Minayin. How do I know that it implies other types of Kurbanos as well? Talmud Loimer, Kodesh Kodoshim, He, this is Kodesh Kodoshim. So Yochul, Havmin, I might think, to include Shani Marbe Esa Truma, also Truma should be there, so then, no, that's not included in this halacha as well. Talmud Loimer, Osa, that's like a miyut. This is it. Prat Truma. In order to exclude, the Truma is not included. Divi Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Shimon Oimer. Rebbe Shimon says, Kodshim Kalim to Unim Riko Shtifa. No. So the pot they use for Kodshim Kalim, that does require the Riko Shtifa. Kodshim Kalim, but the Kodshim Kalim, like a Shlomim, something like that, Ein Atun Riko Shtifa, does not require it. Dechsiv Kodesh Kodoshim. Kodesh Kodoshim in, Kodshim Kalim lo. So that's the Diak. Only the Kodshim Kalim do it, and Kodshim Kalim do not. So now within Rabbi Yehuda, my time Rabbi Yehuda, why does he say that even Kodshim Kalim are included in this, not like Rabbi Shimon? So mid itzrich osa lemuute truma. From the fact that osa comes me might and tell me the truma is not included in Mariko Shtifa, mechal the kodshim kalim to in Mariko Shtifa. So that would imply that the meat is only in the truma, but the other korbanos do. So Rabbi Shimon can say, no, Rabbi Shimon on Malach, osa kidamrinan. You're right. Okay, osa, it would have been just like we had said already, but it's not the drasha that we had earlier. This is back on. On what's it called? This was back on Tzadi Gimel, where we had the whole sugya of where it's learned out from. Okay, now, so according to this, the machlokas is only on Kachem Kalim, but they both hold that everybody agrees that Truma doesn't. Yeah, so the Gemara is now working on that. Truma lo boy shtifa marika? Is that really true? Both Rabbi Shimon and Rehudo hold that way? The Hatanya we learned in Braisa. Kedei reshibisha bo boser lo yivasha bo cholav. If you had flesh exinit, you shouldn't cook the milk in it. Ve'im bishul benoy sein tam. And if you did cook the milk exinit, excuse me, and it's no sein tam, right? Truma lo yivashe bo chulin. So if you have truma, you shouldn't cook chulin in it. The imbishul b'no sein tam, And if you did, then it would be give off the tam. So what do you see from here? You see that the truma does give off the tam, and a zar is not allowed to, right? So you see that you would have to do merik and shtifa to clean it out, to get the tam, to get the tam of truma out of the walls of the kli. Amr bai, lenitzricha ela da amr mar. No. Oh, so we're gonna have three terutim to answer it. The first is a bai. First along comes a bai and says like this. No, it's only needed for the following. Bishob miktas kli ton riko shtifa kol hakli. That if you cooked in part of it, you need the whole thing. So that part of the mriko shtifa, that applies to korbonus. Ha truma lo tzarech elamakam bishob. But when it comes to truma, only the actual place where you did the cooking, even the miktas, that's what needs to do the mriko shtifa, but you don't need to do it on the kol hakli. So that's the first chilek. Rava Omer. Rava gives a second teretz, lo tzricha ela lida amar mar. It's for the following: b'mayim v'lo b'yayin, b'mayim v'lo b'mozug. So when you have to do the mrika shtifa, you have to do it in water, but you can't use yayin for this. And you can't water, and you can't use anything that's mozug, means something that's diluted with water, right? So you have to use that. So that only applies to the karbonos. Ha, afilu b'yayin, afilu b'mozug, b'mozug. But for the truma, you could do it in the yayin, you could do it in the mozug. So that's the second chiluk. Maybe at the end we'll see what is the actual, what is the halacha as to what liquids we do. I'm going to say it over outside, I guess, right now. It's a machloikis when we're doing hagala as to what's it called. What exactly should be used. So the Ramban holds that we use water, and the Rashba uses this Gemara as a raya that you could use other types of liquids as well. As is brought down, the Ramah brings us in Tuf Nun Beis. One second. Yeah, in the Ramah, in Hey. Mihu im nishtamesh bo rak b'me tveria megalin bahen. A megalin bishum mashke rak b'mayim. Mihu, he says, b'dievid mehani hagolat kikli mashke. Imagil harbe kelim biyor. Okay, you're doing have a lot of thing. Ad shemero of plitas hakelim nase hamayim kitzir ein lahagil oy ba'osamayim. Kelim gets so much it gets dirty or something, and you can't use that water anymore. But he says b'dieved you could use it. That's like the Rashba. There actually is an interesting. We'll finish up the Gemara, and we'll come back to the last halacha in this siman, which relates to our thing. Great. So again, that was the first answer was Abai who made the chilek when it's only partial. And according to Rava, the chilek was what you can use for the hagala. Rava bar ula amr, a third teretz, lo tzricha ela da amr mar, merik of shtifa bitzonein, ha afilu bechamin. So when we're using the what's it called? For a korbonos, it has to be with chamin, and by the truma, you could even just wash it out with cold water. Well, is that really true? Ha nichal al mando amar, mriko shtifa bitzonein. That's good, according to one who holds that you do it with cold. El mando amar, mriko shtifa, marika bechamin, ushtifa bitzonein. That that's this distinction, that when we talk about marika, that's pouring in the hot water, and the shtifa is the cold water that you rinse it off afterwards. Ma ikla meimer, so what are you going to say? In that case, according to the truma, you would have to use the hot water for as well, right? So shtifa yiseretam. No, it's talking about an additional rinsing beyond what the Torah says that you have to do. That's what I was going to quote. The last halacha over here, Tuf Nun Beis, Sif Zayin says, "No hagin lishtoif hakli b'mayim karim acher hagola miyad." That the minig is that after one does hagalas kalim, then you pour cold water on it afterwards. There's a halachis maybe just that wouldn't give off the time anymore, but. And it is brought down. There is a minhag to rinse with cold water after we do the hagala. An interesting point, just to bring out the ask: why is there no bracha on doing hagala skelim? By tefilas kelim we are. Many point out that that's one, maybe even the only bracha that changes depending on how many you're doing. Is it kli or is it kelim? Depending on you know how many you're toivling. But on the hagala. But on the Haggalah, we're not doing anything. We're no bracha over there. So why not? So some of them, Achronim won't explain, because what we're doing here is that we're removing an Isser. You know, it's by tevilas kelim bringing moisif kedusha onto it. So to add, yeah, you make a bracha. But here we're just taking off the iser shabo, like by mayim achronim. The same thing we're taking. We don't make a bracha by mayim achronim. Yeah, even the Gemara says shulchan orach mayim achronim chova. The person is supposed to speak divrei Torah, but for whatever reason they got distracted, they got busy, they simply weren't able to. So right before you go, you can get up, you can say mayim achronim chova, and your yotzi zayin. You said a halacha. You said divrei Torah at your meal. But that's one of the tables that they give, again, because you're removing the Isser instead of just the adding it. Okay, Emet Hashem, we will pick it up with the Mishnah with tomorrow's daf. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.